Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Christina Woodson, a local property developer who's a member of Leadership Lawton Fort Sill, Class 27. She stopped by to talk about the program and Class 27's upcoming fundraiser, a talent showcase. Christina, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
First off, for our listeners who might not know what the program is or might only be familiar with seeing the name around town, what is Leadership Lawton Fort Sill?
If I had to sum it up in one sentence, I would say Leadership Lawton is a celebration of all that is great about this community. It is an opportunity to go behind the scenes and get some in-depth knowledge and exposure to some of the resources and programs that we have here in Lawton that we may not know about, or even if we do know about them, we may not know a lot about it. And this is that behind-the-scenes journey to see what is going on, and it is so invaluable to find out those resources that are available to the people of Southwest Oklahoma. And that's really what Leadership Lawton is all about. It's about finding those things out, uncovering those hidden treasures that are there, some that are not quite so hidden, but maybe we just didn't have that opportunity to be there and find out about them. And then it's about utilizing those resources and helping others and spreading the word about really what a great town and community we live in.
So there's a leadership development component to this, but primarily it's a community development course.
Yes, community development. And like you said, there is leadership development. Each class is required to choose a project, and then they are required to fundraise for that project. Our project is the Getting Ahead program, which is sponsored by the Salvation Army. It is a 20-week course in which participants are instructed, and all it's kind of in a way like the same thing for them. They uncover resources that they did not know they had within themselves and in their community, and it is geared towards helping them get out of poverty.
Tell me a bit about your group, Class 27. Who's part of the group, and what do they do? What sort of things have you been able to do as part of the program?
Well, we have 15 individuals that are all very creative and resourceful leaders from all over the community. We have a grade school principal. We have somebody who works at Shoemaker Center in HR. We have people from Goodyear. We have bankers. Myself, who's a developer. We have people from Southwestern Hospital, people from the military. We have a wide range of participants that are there, and we are all on this journey together. So some of the things that we have done throughout the year, it is one of the things that we did was we toured KCCU. We came down here and learned more in depth about what you guys do and what your platform is and your audience and your reach. We took a tour of Fort Sill, and we got to go and see some of these simulators. We got to go from start to finish and see how a new recruit begins their process and their career in the military. One day was State Government Day, so we traveled to the Capitol, and we met with our legislators. We got to sit in committee hearings. We even had a tour of the Capitol. I think we began this process with a one-day team building and ropes course. And so that was a lot of fun, getting to know one another in that manner. And we've toured different educational facilities. We did City Government Day, so we were everywhere from starting at City Hall and meeting with the mayor to going to the wastewater treatment plant and then going to the Lawton shelter, pet shelter, and then had lunch with firemen and you know, just a wide range of things. It has been such a great exposure. Our next class that's coming up is Economic Development Day, but we have just had such a great opportunity to investigate and to see the resources. One day we had a Health and Human Services Day, so we got to tour Teen Challenge and see a lot of the things that the United Way does, had a resource fair with them, and toured the free clinic downtown, and different things that are offered, and again, resources that are available to us in this community.
You mentioned your service project component, which your class is fulfilling by working with the Salvation Army, but you also have another project coming up, which is the Talent Showcase. My impression is that this is a new event for Leadership Lot in Fort Sill. So how did this come about, and what will it entail?
You know, you're absolutely correct. We've been told that we are the first class to do something like this. All the classes have to, you know, come up with something that they're going to do to raise funds and, you know, to draw in some money for their project. And when we were talking and trying to look and think about, you know, what we would do, we thought about something that would reach a broad audience. We wanted it to be family friendly. We wanted to showcase some of the talent in the Lawton area. And we wanted to do something that would be a little bit different, but it is going to be a talent showcase in which we have vocalists, we have some musicians, we have a juggler, we have a girl that does a gymnastics routine, we have a couple of dancers, and it's just going to be a fun variety show. Everybody can come as long as they can sit in a seat. Something fun to do on a Saturday night, and that is coming up next Saturday the 17th.
The Talent Showcase is one of the last activities for Class 27 because your program graduation is scheduled for June 22nd. When will information be available about Class 28?
They have already made applications available for Class 28. You can go to the Leadership Lawton website, and the application is already there with the dates for the class days. Registration closes on June the 30th, and then they will be making final selections, I believe, by July 15th, somewhere around in there. So that process is already underway, and I'm telling you, I highly encourage everybody to take part. It is a wonderful program. It's been one of the most fun, eye-opening, and exciting years of my life.
And unfortunately, with that, we are out of time. Christina Woodson with Leadership Lawton Fort Sill Class 27. Thanks again for being here today.
Thank you.
The Class 27 Talent Showcase will be held at McMahon Auditorium in Lawton on June 17th, beginning at 5 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $10 and are available through the Class 27 Facebook page, Eventbrite, the McMahon Auditorium box office, members of Class 27, and showcase participants. Applications for Leadership Lawton Fort Sill Class 28 are now available online at llfsok.com. The deadline for these applications is June 30th. For more information about the application process or the program itself, visit llfsok.com. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, go online to kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.